So, Christine, if I understand the statement that that Caltrain put out, not only is the report about his salary inaccurate because the number is too high, but it's also overly simplistic because the pay comes from a variety of different agencies based on his various different functions. Is that correct?
That's right. It's actually quite complicated. The San Mateo County Transit District is an umbrella agency, and Mr. Scanlon is the general manager, CEO of that agency. And as part of his responsibilities, he's also the executive director for Caltrain, as well as the Transportation Authority.
And so as a result, his salary comes from those various agencies over which he has leadership.
That's right. Each agency pays a portion of his total compensation package, which includes, you know, a contribution from Caltrain for the work that he does for that, as well as a contribution from the Transportation Authority for the work that he does for them.
Why is he not paid singularly, just one block of pay for doing a complicated job? Yeah, but why not just pay him one time?
Well, we do pay him one time. The San Mateo County Transit District pays him. Everyone who works for the San Mateo County Transit District gets a paycheck from SamTrans, and we are employees of SamTrans. As part of that, we also do work for Caltrain and the TA.
So, and as I see on this breakdown, the majority of his pay comes from the agency SamTrans itself. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Now, Caltrain doesn't have a dedicated funding source. It receives funding from elsewhere. So I guess that 17.77% under the full story section, that 17.77% mm-hmm. is the money that is dropped into Caltrain from the various other sources that help to fund it. Is that right?
That's part of the Caltrain operating budget. And that's the Caltrain operating budget is supported by contributions from the three partners, from passenger fares, and from other one-time funding sources.
Now, when you factor in retirement benefits and everything else, the compensation is more than $400,000. So, in a way, he ultimately gets compensation above $400,000, but not base salary up to $400,000. That seems to be part of the discrepancy.
That's true. His base salary is $246,000. His total compensation package is $407,000. Of that total compensation package, $85,000 comes from Caltrain.
I think the larger concern of this is that he is receiving a salary, or he is receiving compensation, not a salary, but total compensation, that is greater than the president's salary for running an agency that is smaller than BART, smaller than Los Angeles Metro, granted an agency that does an important function, but an agency whose scope is much, much narrower than agencies even in our own backyard. How does the agency respond to that concern?
Well, this is a very complex business running three different agencies. In order to attract a person who was qualified and able to do this very complicated job, we had to do a nationwide search. And he was the candidate that rose to the top. And he's very well recognized by his peers. In fact, he's this year serving as the head of the American Public Transit Association. So that's, you know, a recognition by his peers that indicates the caliber of the person that we're talking about.
How long has Mr. Scanlon been in this position? How many years?
He's been here for 11 years, and he's been in the transportation industry for over 40 years. So he's a seasoned professional at the peak of his career.
Is he at all concerned about the image of it, just the smell test portion of it, in terms of making so much money at a time when Caltrain is begging for help, begging for a dedicated funding source, saying we could cut midday service and cut trains and close stations, but it's okay to pay to give our CEO $400,000 of compensation? Is just the image of it at all concerning?
Well, I think that any time, you know, you have people misunderstand a situation, we're very anxious to get out there and correct the story and explain to people exactly what's going on, because we really think this is the best use of taxpayer dollars. This is really a bargain for taxpayers. If we were to have to pay a single individual to head each one of these agencies, we would be paying far more than the $400,000.
So you would get less by rolling those three jobs into one job than you would by making the three jobs three jobs.
No, what I'm saying to you is we are paying less.
I'm sorry,
by
I said
rolling
that backwards.
The three
would,
jobs into
you,
one job.
Right, I said that backwards. You get more by rolling the three jobs into one job than making it three separate jobs.
That's right. If we were to pay an individual to head each one of these agencies, pay three separate salaries with three separate sets of benefits, we would be paying a lot more than $400,000.
Would Mr. Scanlon consider voluntarily lowering his salary, voluntarily lowering his compensation as a show of good faith in terms of these hard budget times and in the face of a fiscal emergency?
Well, his contract is negotiated with the board. He just finished contract negotiations in November, and in fact, he hasn't received a raise for the last 3 years.
So this has been his pay since 2007, 2008?
That's correct.